not get ahead in my sermons like I expected to, but got a lot of other things done too. So, well, with that in mind, we're going to begin with a video.
I had been told by my attorney that all hope was gone. And one Saturday morning, a brave soldier came through, probably one of the bravest men that I've ever met. In his hand, he had a little brown book. He said, "Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" He opened it to the back pages and shared with me the plan of salvation. He told me that the Lord loved me and he could forgive me of all my sin.
I took that New Testament back to my cell, and for the very first time, I opened up that New Testament and I read through the entire Gospel of Mark.
I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and he gave me that little book and told me to take it with me, told me to put my name in the back of it if I believed it, and he turned and walked away.
Gideons are men of your church, doing what they've been called to do. These are your testimonies. The Gideon Ministry expands your opportunities for evangelism in your community and beyond. When you participate in the Gideon Ministry through prayer, financial gifts, and membership, we dramatically expand the reach of your church. In fact, over the 100 plus years of the Gideon Ministry, you've enabled us to give away almost 2 billion copies of Scripture. Please join hands with us as together we become God's love in action, placing His word across the street and around the world.
I don't know where all the millions of Scripture has gone, but I know where one Scripture has gone, and it landed in my hands.
Because of you and the purpose and the plan of Gideon's, my whole life has changed.
And it was that Scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ. Because it is the Word of God that transforms lives.
Well, I'm here to say thank you, actually. I got to turn this on. There we go. Thank you because you're a church that has supported Gideon's International for years. So I'm really here just to give an update on what the Lord's doing through the placement of His Word as we are in partnership together to make that happen. See, without your support, the Gideon's International really does not exist. The membership comes from local churches like yours. Much of our financial support comes from churches like yours. And prayer support, so critical to this ministry, comes from churches like yours. And you've been faithful in doing that. So thank you. We, as a ministry that really comes out of the church to bring people into the church, follows what we read in Acts 1:8. Which tells us that we are to be witnesses right here in Kalamazoo and then throughout Michigan, United States, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, that's the loose translation of Acts 1:8, but that's the implication for those of us living in this vicinity. We have but one purpose, and that's to win the lost for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that should resonate very well with the purpose of this church, and I know that it does, as you seek to bring people into the family of God. That makes us partners in a ministry whose only purpose, then, is to win the lost for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our headquarters are located down in Nashville, Tennessee. We're a small group, just like Gideon's army was a small army. We only have 100 or so employees who are paid. All the rest of the 300,000-plus men and women in this ministry are volunteers. And so that makes us quite literally a volunteer army. Currently, the Lord's blessed us by allowing us to be in 197 countries around the world. We just added a little spot down in the Caribbean. I can't even remember the name of the island right now. Last year, the Lord allowed us to place about 84.6 million scriptures around the world. And if you do the math on that, every time the normal heart beats, two scriptures are being placed or distributed someplace around the world. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Why? Because of churches like yours who make it possible. And Lord willing, this year, which is actually just completed on May 31st, but I haven't seen the final date or numbers, Lord willing, we will have placed about 87.5 million scriptures, more than 3 million more than last year. Now, I don't give you those numbers to brag, just to give you a flavor of what this ministry of Gideon's International is able to do. We're able to go to places where it's difficult, if not impossible, for the local church to participate in gospel work, like this military base in Quito, Ecuador. What a joy it was to go through the ranks of these soldiers, many of whom do go into harm's way, and give them a copy of God's Word, a copy of God's Word in their own language, Spanish. And as I looked back after we were doing this distribution, I could see soldiers opening it up. And what a joy it was to be able to pray, Lord, open that Word up to them. Send the Holy Spirit so they can understand what they're reading. We go to the busy places of life with these copies of God's Word, and you see them listed here, places where it's not uncommon for men, women, young men and women, boys and girls, to be hurting. Hospitals, hotels, planes, trains, and so forth. Places where you can find people who need to know the Lord. Something new, and I'm thankful to be able to report to you that your church is already using these little life books. It's a tool to give, put into the hands of young people in your youth group. And Pastor Steve tells me that you are using this. But it's a little book that students can take into the school to give out to their friends. You see, Gideons don't enjoy that opportunity in the United States like we used to. But the youth of our country can take these little books. They contain the book of John, as well as the whole story of the Bible told in a Reader's Digest, those of you who remember what that is, version of the Old Testament. And so youth have that opportunity, and the website is incredible. If you want to know more about it, to see what your youth have been doing, just go to thelifebook.com and it will take you to this website. It's really a very powerful website. Currently, the Lord allows us to place scriptures in over 90. In fact, it's 99 languages around the world. It doesn't do much good to put a copy of God's Word into the hands of someone who can't read that particular copy. So we're privileged to be able to do that. Just a little way down 94 in Battle Creek, Leroy Kennedy received a testament. And he's going to tell you again in a short synopsis of his experience with a Gideon testimony just over in Battle Creek.
I got involved with drugs, alcohol, prostitution. I was just trying to find something to fill the void that was in my life. I thought maybe if I had more things or had more drugs, maybe that would be the solution, but it wasn't. It was a park similar to this right here, occupied by homeless. And I remember that Saturday morning, I had got up early, took a couple of hits of acid, tooted some coke, and I went for a walk in that county park in Battle Creek, Michigan. Here I was, a reject from the military. My third wife had walked out on me, and I just felt there's nothing else left but to commit suicide. But then there were some men in the park that day. They was witnessing to the homeless, and they were giving them these little testaments. And one of them came up to me, had a big smile on his face, and he said, "Do you know Jesus?" And that young man, he took that little testament and he opened it and he showed me, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And I personalized that. "For God so loved Leroy Candy that he gave his only begotten son." Then he opened it to the book of Romans and he showed me how I can pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. It was that day I prayed. I asked Jesus to forgive me. I asked him to come into my heart, clean up my life, and to make me somebody. And the Lord heard that prayer, and the Lord answered that prayer. And I want you to know I was instantly healed from my dependency of drugs. And the rehab centers didn't do it, but when I asked Jesus to come into my life was cleaned up, and I was clear-headed of the drugs. And you know, for the first time, that void that I had been carrying around all of my life, all of a sudden I felt like a new person. I felt whole. I felt complete.
Leroy's entire testimony is incredible. He had a lot of bad experiences. He worked in a meat factory where Joe Frazier worked, and kind of the boxing guy. Anyway, Leroy said he tried to talk Joe Frazier into doing some bad things, but Joe Frazier tried to talk him into some good things. And so Joe Frazier actually planted some seeds in the life of Leroy that later were used by the Holy Spirit when Leroy received his testimony, or his testament. Go with me down to Ecuador, and let me just share you a little bit of what the potential is through the Gideon's International. There is a hospital down there called the Hospital del Niño, Hospital for Children. That hospital has five rooms that are each of the rooms is probably four times the size of the sanctuary here. And in each room there are 50 beds. And in each bed there's a mother and a newborn baby. Hospital for children. The Gideons go into that hospital every Tuesday and every Friday to leave testaments. Now why would they do that? Because every day that a mother and baby goes home, they take the testament with them. And so in order to keep enough scriptures in that hospital, they have to go every Tuesday and every Friday so that when the mom and the baby go home, there's a testament to go home as well. Now, let's do some math. 250 beds, because I said there were five rooms with 50 beds, twice a week, 52 weeks, that's 26,000 scriptures in that one hospital. That's a lot of scriptures, even for Gideon's. Let's take it a step further. The camp that does this, goes into that hospital, each year would give out about 186,000 scriptures. And you see the listing of where they would place those in a year, if given the opportunity. You compare that with Michigan. This one camp down in Ecuador would place around half of what the whole state of Michigan does. And Kalamazoo Camp last year was blessed to place or purchase 1,327 scriptures last year, according to the stats that I saw. Now, one camp, 186,000, Kalamazoo Camp, 1,300. That must be a huge camp down there in Guayaquil to hand out that many scriptures. Well, here they are. It's a small camp. Each of the men and women in that picture would have to hand out over 11,000 scriptures. And I'm not sure, and I've done a lot of distributions, I don't think I've done 11,000 yet in my lifetime, and yet that's what this camp could do each year, each person, if we get the scriptures down to them.
Go with me down to El Salvador, a country that is wide open to the distribution of Scripture. I'd gone down to open up some new camps, and the pins you see there on the map are our new camps. We call our club, our local group, a camp. And so I was opening up camps down there, and I went to this particular restaurant on a Sunday afternoon to sign up some new men. And here you see the one man brought his beautiful little daughter with him. Well, while this was going on, we had another opportunity. You see, when Gideons are around and they have personal workers' testaments, we just want to give them away. And these waitresses didn't have a whole lot going on. It was about 3 in the afternoon. And so one of the Gideons went over and started to talk with them about the testament. He gave them all a testament. He showed them in the front, there's a place where they can write their name in the book to show that the book belongs to them, presented to Maria or whoever it was. And then he turned a few pages and showed them where there are helps. Helps when you're afraid or anxious or discouraged or so forth. It shows where verses can be looked up to provide them with some spiritual help. And he took them to John 3:16 and so forth. But then he took them to the GPS in the back of the book. It's fun to say GPS. There's a GPS in this book. And they all want to find that free GPS. Well, it's God's plan of salvation. And he shared with them that God loved them. That they had a problem. That problem was sin. Everyone is a sinner. And the verses that support that. There's a remedy for that sin. That remedy is Jesus Christ. And they could ask him into their hearts right then and there. And then there's a suggested sinner's prayer. Those ladies listened. And they read, and it wasn't long, and they bowed their heads, each one of them asking Jesus into their heart. Now, here's where it gets kind of fun. After this has happened, and we see the joy, and we experience the joy with them, there's another section that says, seeking a local church. Now, I said Gideons are men and women of the book who go out from the church to bring people into church. It says seeking a local church. And those young ladies were encouraged to find a local church. And so what a joy it was. We were happy to have some new Gideons for the ministry, but the angels were singing because of these new souls won for the Lord Jesus Christ. Your church may have been the one that sent the scriptures down to El Salvador so that those young ladies could receive a copy of God's word. God's word is powerful. We know that. More powerful than any two-edged sword. And there's a promise with his word that his word will not return unto him void. It's going to accomplish his purpose. See, Gideon's just plant seed and auxiliary, our wives. We just plant seeds and then we trust this verse right here that God's word will accomplish God's purpose for it. We do have a problem. Well, problems are unsolved opportunities. Our unsolved opportunity is that for every 3 hands that reach out, for every opportunity we have around the world, 3 times, we can only fill 2 hands. And that breaks your heart. Once in a while, we will go on a distribution and run out. And we wonder, will the individuals that did not get a copy of God's word in that particular distribution ever have a chance to receive a copy of God's word, precious word. Well, how does your church help? This is fun for me to be able to share this with you. First of all, by praying for this ministry. You just pray generally. God bless the ministry of the Gideons. Bless your word as they give it out. You just pray generally like that and God will answer specifically. B. Don Johnson is a Gideon that has traveled literally around the world many times. He goes into Cuba. He goes into Vietnam, 2 places where Americans are not very much welcomed. But he's gone in there. But he says, I would not go on these visits if I didn't sense the support in prayer of God's people around the world. So your prayer support is critical. And we covet that. We have men and women in places around the world where it's dangerous to be a Gideon, to do the work of Gideons. In fact, 7 Gideons were arrested in India. And in northern Africa, a Gideon from the United States and a local Gideon were actually stoned a few months ago for handing out God's word. Stoned. And then they were arrested for creating a riot. You just have to stretch your imagination. University of Notre Dame. Distribution was scheduled, this now is a couple of years ago, only to find out that they had made a decision that the doors or the opportunity to place scriptures on that great Catholic university were no longer approved. And so pray that God would keep the doors open. Might even open some doors to places that it's impossible for us to get into currently. Well, how else does your church help? By having Christian businessmen and their wives part of this ministry. You are blessed. You have several in your congregation who are Gideon and auxiliary members. But the fields are white unto harvest. There is so much that can be done, and we only have 300,000 to go around the world. We could use some more men and women right here from this Kalamazoo Portage area to be part of this ministry. And the rewards are incredible. I would not know the Houtmans were it not for this ministry. I'd like to know how many dollars have been saved because Larry rarely uses music when he plays the piano or the organ. But we enjoyed sitting in the front row near where they would be sitting at international conventions for years as Larry used this God-given talent to tickle the ivories. And so, Larry Joyce, it's a joy to be with you here this morning. They're grand people, as you well know. So I just encourage you to consider what God might have you do. Talk with the local Gideons and see if the Lord would have you be part of a ministry whose only purpose is to reach the lost. Well, how else does your church help? By allowing me to come in. And that's a big allowance. I appreciate it. Don't take that for granted. How many people would invite someone in they really don't know all that well to take up a whole sermon time for the purpose of sharing ministry outside of the church? So we thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity that you're going to give us to take up an offering, to place scriptures someplace around the world. $1.25 will place a copy like this any place in the world or in a hotel of the full Bible. And I'm pleased to be able to report to you this morning that the door is open just a little bit in the country of China, the People's Republic of China. We've been in Taiwan and the Republic of China for years. But the door is opening, and we're praying that God will continue to open that door for the distribution of free scriptures into the hands of people there. Let's see, what is the population? It's 2 point some billion people in China alone. In fact, one-third of the population of the world live in India and China. And last year, India placed more scriptures than we did here in the United States. Just another indication of what the opportunity is. How else does your church help? By using the Gideon Card Bible Program. There is a display with free cards that can be used in memory of someone or just when praying for you. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to place two Bibles in recognition of what you're going through or in recognition of graduation or whatever. And these materials, again, are free to you. They're in a display that's been in some places, but it's right outside in the entry area right now. And I'm going to show you just a very brief video that tells you a little bit more about how this ministry is used, or this card ministry is used to purchase scriptures.
An ordinary greeting card says, "Happy birthday. Thank you. Get well soon. Congratulations. Happy anniversary." But a Gideon card says so much more. In addition to creating a meaningful moment, you make it possible for lives to be changed forever through the sharing of God's word. Giving through the Gideon Card Bible Program is simple. Choose a card. Personalize and send it. Then, donate Bibles. You can also quickly complete the process online at gideons.org/sendtheword. With this simple gesture, you play a vital role in placing the gospel into the hands of those who may otherwise never receive it. Your gift might purchase a copy of God's Word for someone on the streets of Brooklyn or Buenos Aires, a local hospital, or a school deep in the heart of Nigeria. More than 85 million copies of Scripture are distributed each year in over 190 countries around the world. And each is distributed one by one by one. You may obtain cards in several convenient ways, from gideons.org/sendtheword, or from the displays in your church or local funeral home. Already have a card? You can still participate by enclosing the simple Bible donation insert with your card.
And I said, I don't know no Jesus, and there's no Jesus in this block. And he at that time proceeded to share with me the contents of the book in his hand. Well, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and he gave me that little book and told me to take it with me, told me to put my name in the back of it if I believed it, and he turned and walked away.
Share the triple blessing of Gideon cards. A blessing for you as you provide God's word, for the recipient who received your card, and for that someone you may never know who receives a copy of God's word because of your simple act of kindness. Visit gideons.org/sendtheword today.
I don't know where all the millions of scripture has gone, but I know where one scripture has gone. And it landed in my hands. And it was that scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ.
Send the word and change a life.
Now, you don't have to wait for an event to occur to take the card. If you would like to take one of these cards with you today, please feel free to do that. I know the Bows are here. Are there any other Gideon and Auxiliary members here this morning? Yeah, we got them. Would you guys all stand up, all the Gideon and Auxiliary members, because these are the ones that can explain this Gideon ministry to you and explain this Gideon card. And thank you, Gideon and Auxiliary members, for all that you do to make this ministry happen right here. So, let's see. Go with me down now to Peru, and we'll wrap this up. This is probably my favorite testimony, and if you've heard this before, just enjoy it with me again. Need to keep myself straight here. This distribution took place on a college campus. A young man was just going by one of the Gideons, took a copy of God's Word, put it in his pocket, went home. But instead of putting it on a shelf and leaving it, he started to read it. And he read the front, he read through the whole Testament, got to the back, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to him very clearly. And as he read that plan of salvation in the back, he recognized his need for the Lord Jesus Christ. He asked Jesus into his heart, and then he read that section about seeking a local church. He found a local church, he found a pastor who would teach him. That pastor started showing him all of the important verses and how God's plan of salvation needed to be given to other people as well. And as that young man studied under that pastor, the pastor recognized in that young man a special gift for understanding and being able to explain to others God's word. So he said, "When you graduate, would you promise that you'll teach Sunday school or you'll do free Bible lessons or something? Use that talent." So the young man, after receiving that testament, got a job way up in the northern part of Peru in a small village. And he put it in his office and on his front door of the house he was living in, a little sign saying free Bible lessons, because there was no church in that village. No one would come because that village was controlled by a witch doctor. And this is what picture you get when you Google witch doctor in Peru. So I don't know if that's what they look like, but you get the picture, literally. But no one would come to his free Bible lesson, and so he just kind of waited. One day it started to rain. It rained so hard, water was flowing into his home. So he opened up the front door, grabbed a broom, and was brooming this water out of his front door as fast as he could. While he was away from the front door, this ugly dog, this is what you get when you Google ugly dog. I hope your dog doesn't look like that. I apologize if it does, but that's, again, Google. This ugly dog came into his house, went over to the table on which the only scripture he had was sitting. That dog took up that testament in its mouth, ran down the street to whose house? The witch doctor's house. He was not going to go after that testament. So he went home to a wet house, no scripture. He didn't need it anyway. No one would come to his Bible study. 2 weeks later, who's at the door? The witch doctor. What does he have in his hand? That testament. And he said to the young man, 2 weeks ago, this ugly dog came into my yard and dropped this testament. And I've been reading it. Would you teach me about Jesus Christ? Wow. Might have been your church that sent that testament down there. But here's, as Paul Harvey says, is the rest of the story. You see, the young man met the witch doctor's niece, married her. They've started a family. But more importantly, they have started a house church in that village. And one of the first members of that house church was the witch doctor. $1.25 to send a scripture down to Peru to change lives. Last set of pictures. Angola. Angola on the southwest tip of Africa. What a place. Warfare. AIDS epidemic. Community, whole villages wiped out. Empty because of these two things, warfare and AIDS. This is a cemetery in back of a school. Why would a school have to have a cemetery? AIDS. You see, it is rampant in that area. In fact, let me go back to that. The life expectancy in Angola, average for male and female, is 38.4 years. I looked that up on the CIA life expectancy chart. 38 years. That's as long as the average person lives. And so it's not uncommon to see those cemeteries filled. You go to a school like this one, and you go out into the yard. This is their auditorium. And the upperclassmen get to sit under the tree and have that experience. Whoop. Can you take me back to that last slide? I want to show you that one. Mike, can you find that one? The day that the picture, if we can get back to it, was shown, the day the picture was taken, all the children in that picture, go all the way to the end if you would, were given the opportunity to receive a scripture. Now look at that little guy in the front. I don't know if has 38 days, months, or a full life of 38 years to live. But because of your church and churches like yours, all the children in that picture were given an opportunity to have not just a book, any book, God's holy word, to give them some hope for eternal life. Thank you for making it possible to give that little guy in the front row a life-changing book. And so that's the ministry of Gideon's International. And as I'm going up, and as Pastor Steve is coming up, as I'm going down, I have a card here that I'm going to give to Pastor Steve in recognition of his ministry of 28 years here with you, and my wife and I are placing Bibles in recognition of your service to the Lord. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to receive an offering for the Gideons, and make checks out to Gideon's International. If you're not prepared for that, as I said, these folders are available in the podiums in the back, or you can go online, gideons.org, and give online. I'm going to do something a little differently in receiving the offering than what we normally do. Instead of passing the plates, back in my home church, every year we'd have a Gideon speaker come. It was usually the same individual. But one of the things he always preferred that we do was he liked to stand at the back, or just near the doors there, with his Bible open, and he liked the people to place their offering in his Bible. Since that's all money that goes 100% to Bibles. And I've always thought that was kind of a nice way to do that. I've never done that before here, but I've asked Bruce, and he's agreed to do that. So I'm pretty sure he has a Bible with him that he can use. There you go, Bruce. So, yeah, you might need a bigger one. But if you want to make your way to the back, Bruce, I'm going to close in prayer, and we will be dismissed. And I just want to apologize, too. We were supposed to sing a hymn before I introduced the speaker, and sometimes I read the order of service as I'm sitting there, and my eyes overlook things. And I jumped the gun and forgot that hymn, so we owe you one. So next week, Bill, two hymns we'll do, okay? So, well, let's close in prayer. Father, we are thrilled once again to hear of the power of your word and what it accomplishes when it goes forth, to know of lives changed just through your word alone. But we know that there oftentimes is preparation of hearts that takes place through a life that is a witness or a spoken word or some influence upon a person's life. And then when they receive that copy of the word, the lights come on. But thank you again for the ministry of the Gideons and for our local chapters here and the work that they do and all that's going on around the world. We ask your blessing to continue to be upon this great work, that it will continue until Christ comes again. Dismiss us with your blessing now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.